Look at you there with your luck.
Man of many awards. You should build a wall for the rest of your awards, I was just thinking. Do you know, Nevin, morning.
Good morning, Martin.
I was looking you up, if you excuse the expression.
Oh, go on.
Best Ulster restaurant, you ready for this? 2013, 12, 11, 10, 15, 13, 12. It's ridiculous. It just goes on and on. But it is buckets of awards. And it's well-deserved, because we know.
I'm blushing here, but...
But it's amazing, because...
Marty, we've had the pleasure of having you and your team, Dan, and your beautiful wife, and you know it's all about your team.
Well, it
is. And, you know, we have very loyal staff.
They tell me that all the time.
We have one woman working for us for 45 years,
Marion Faye.
Just
the one member of staff.
65 employees. It's incredible. And you've met a lot of them, Blaheen and my head chef Carmel, you know, between the two of those ladies, they're over 24 years with me, which is incredible.
Isn't
that's
that
some
great
loyalty.
It is, yeah. It is, and it says an awful lot. But also, the restaurant is so good for the town, it's so important to the area.
It is.
We'll wait and see what's going to happen now.
Brexit, and everyone asked me in the restaurant, I honestly don't know.
Well, you've no idea.
A lot of my staff are from Fermanagh, and it is a worrying time for farmers, for producers, and I just hope common sense prevails. That's all I say.
Let's hope so. At the end of the day, everybody just wants to get on with living their lives
and doing the best
they can for themselves and for those around them.
And people ask me, are we busy? We're steady. We are busy.
Yes.
Thank God. There's no, like, the summer isn't mad. It's steady. It's busy. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I don't want any highs or lows. Like, even during the off season, you know, like autumn and the winter, we're still booked up, which is great.
Yeah, it is wonderful. Please God, it'll continue.
Thank God.
Listen, what are you doing for me today?
We're on a roll, myself and yourself, and these barbecues.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was thinking of doing a really nice steak recipe using T-bone steak, and this is an interesting marinade for the steak, and then some grilled corn. So it is, so corn on the cob.
We talked about steak before, as we would, and people talk about steak. And I love the fillet because
I know you do. You told me that.
And you love, and Mrs. Whelan likes sirloin because she finds it the most flavoursome.
Yeah.
And you're a T-bone.
I really like ribeye, to be honest with you, but this recipe is T-bone.
Okay.
I always think of my twin brother Dave at T-bone. T-bone steak. Yeah. I should have said that.
Funny name for a brother. No. I mean, my brother T-bone. But he's a steak man. He knows.
Come here. At Christmas Day, when I'm doing the goose and the turkey and ham, what does Dave say? A T-bone steak it has to be.
And he loves it.
And mashed potato and tomato ketchup. Bob is your uncle.
He's happy out. Happy Christmas. So look, T-bone steak.
Yeah.
So why T-bone steak today?
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It's full of flavour, on the bone, it's just something very special. Go to your butcher and get it. It's a thing of beauty. Now, you have the fillet, you have the sirloin, so you're keeping yourself and Mrs. Whelan very happy, which is great.
It is, it works.
This one is marinated with some Shiraz red wines. That's why it's called Aussie steaks, okay? That kind of style. Bulb of garlic, which is just literally opened out, chopped roughly, and just sprinkled over the steak. Mixed peppercorns, and that can be your pink, that can be your black or your white. Just black is fine for this. Honestly, it's absolutely fine. Rosemary and thyme. I've two herbs in it, a teaspoonful of each. You can use one or the other. If I had a preference, thyme would be where I'd keep the rosemary for lamb. Okay, so this will work actually really well with lamb too.
I ask you why you picked Shiraz?
Shiraz, because it's a really nice kind of fruity wine.
Okay.
It's not too strong.
Yeah.
And not an expensive wine. That's really important. Just mind on your tip, if it's not good enough to drink, it's not good enough to cook it.
Sure
and is. Not an expensive one.
No.
So what you do is you pour half the bottle of wine and then you keep the rest for yourself. There's a trick into this.
The rest.
He's licking his lips here.
You're making this every week. Yeah.
You pour it onto a Pyrex dish, which means a non-metallic dish, okay? And then what you do is cut the garlic bulb, in half. And then what you do is just add the red wine to that, your peppercorns, kind of crush them up in a pestle and mortar, or you can put them into a little spice. You know what's really good for doing spices is a little coffee grinder.
Of course.
Now keep that separate. Don't keep it for your coffee.
Sure.
Keep it for your spices.
Yeah.
Cardamom I'm thinking of, but definitely peppercorns. It's dead quick.
Makes total sense.
Dead quick. So, when you do fresh peppercorns, they're quite strong, so just be careful of that. I like it, whereas not everyone will like peppercorns.
Yes.
I really, really like. My twins wouldn't like it because it's too hot and it's fiery and all the rest.
Yeah.
So what you do, Marty, you put the rosemary and thyme into the dish, then you put in your steaks and you leave it in the fridge, if you can, for at least an hour, or what I've said in the recipe, for up to 24 hours. Now, if you leave it for 24 hours, it's going to change the colour. It's going to actually taint the meat, which is okay, but it's going to flavour it.
That kind of grey colour.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to absorb that lovely Shiraz wine.
Before you absorb it.
So when you're cooking it, bring it to room temperature for 20 minutes. That means take your steaks out of the fridge.
Isn't that always recommended?
That's
anyway
the
with
key.
Steaks. Is it?
That's the key for lamb, chicken, pork, any kind of meat that you're cooking. Whether you're pan frying it or grilling it or barbecuing it, it relaxes the meat. It gives it more moist, because when meat goes into the fridge, it firms up. Think of being cold.
Of course.
It firms up. So you want it to relax and be succulent.
Oh, I see.
That's okay. Our dream, to have a really tender, flavoursome steak that's succulent, tender and full of flavour. So, Marty, a little bit of salt.
Start the car. We're going to a restaurant. Right, okay. Carry on. Carry on.
That wine's gone in your head.
No, it's the steak's gone to the head.
Yeah. Marty, salt before it goes on to the barbecue.
Yes.
Or you can grill this, or you can pan fry it. A T-bone steak, if you're going to cook it, say, what I would like, a medium rare, would take about 5 minutes either side. About that. Roughly okay. About that. You let it rest. If you're doing it on a pan, pardon me, a little bit of oil in the pan, a little bit of butter. Butter will give amazing flavour. And then with this, what I have from last week's recipe is some of the flavoured butters. For example, that lovely yes. Shallot butter or yeah. That garlic butter would work
interesting
really well.
Interesting idea,
with
yeah,
this.
It'd be nice with that.
It'll lovely. Work really well with this.
Yeah.
While they're on the barbecue, you can do a little green salad or a baked potato if you want to. But corn on the cob, which is delicious.
Corn on the cob is lovely.
Corn on the cob is fabulous. And yeah. Do you know what I used to get it in fresh, and I boil it up and then I freeze it. So I freeze it, and then all I do is take it out. So I buy a box of it through the restaurant, bring it up to the house, prepare it, cook it, and then throw it into the freezer. And then when the twins want it, obviously take it out, defrost it, mix it with a little bit of butter. They love it.
That's
they
lovely
absolutely
idea.
Love it.
That is,
so this works really
and it is
well.
Gorgeous. It
yeah,
is
this
gorgeous.
Works really well in the barbecue with a steak. It
oh,
does
right.
Work fantastic,
okay.
So it does. So okay. With that, I don't want you doing two different butters. The garlic and herb butter will work beautiful for the corn and the cob, for your baked potato, for your steak.
Yeah.
And don't forget to have the barbecue nice and hot in your pan for your steak. Seal it in, turn it after about 3 to 4 minutes, and then cook it to whatever liking, whatever way you
and
like.
And you said
it.
To me before, and it's that thing,
go on.
To stop fiddling with the food
that's
on
it.
The barbecue.
That's it.
Because
don't turn it too soon.
Because
right.
We do. Oh, and just turn it over yeah. There. Just turn it over there in my special apron that comes out twice a year. That's what happens. You see fellas doing it all the time.
Yeah.
And they're playing with the food.
Yeah, you're right.
And the food isn't cooking at all.
Yeah,
the
you're
food
right.
Is going,
you're
leave me alone. I'm burning here.
Yeah, keep the lid on it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then take the lid off as you turn it, because that keeps the lovely heat in, so it does. You want the steaks to be seared. Seared
know,
means
yeah.
That it's golden brown, crispy, caramelized, all those lovely flavors.
Sure.
On the outside of the
no,
meat.
No, I have another pal who goes, he seems to find it necessary to kind of pat the meat. As
really?
I go, what are you doing? And he's patting it away there. He's just patting the meat. Why? That's ridiculous.
You have great friends.
I don't have that many.
You do.
I just find it very funny. Anyway, Aussie steaks, we're calling
Aussie
it.
Steaks.
Aussie steaks. And Leo,
are you happy with that?
The sweet corn going out there.
Hard to beat. And the T-bone steak. The old T-bone.
That's right.
Is back in fashion.
So now there it is. And if you want that recipe, remember, RT Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, it's there. And are you serving steak at all in the restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Of course you are.
Yeah, we get actually from our good friends, you know them well, Country Cress.
Oh, yeah.
Out in Lusk. They're fabulous and I really admire them. We have the fillet and we have the short rib. So, Marty, short rib is one of the lesser used cut. So it is. It's one of the secondary cuts which we cook for about 5 hours and then we caramelise it and do a lovely bacon breadcrumb on it with the fillet. So the fillet is cooked to order, so the guests want it well done, medium, rare, whatever the way they want
the thing,
it.
Is it.
Short rib.
Short
it's beautiful.
Rib.
Beautiful cut.
Never came across.
Oh, it's a
that.
Gorgeous. Yeah, we cook it on the bone. We take it off the bone. We press it. It's kind of a 2-day process for us.
I need to get out.
It's gorgeous.
More.
You do not.
More, do you?
You do not.
I do. Yeah. Anyway, there it is. There's the recipe.
That's
Devin,
it.
Safe home to
thank
your
you.
Lovely family, and thank you for the Aussie steaks. It's lovely. A bit of Australian music to play out.
Good on you. Good
yeah.
On you, mate.
Yeah. All right. Come on. Whatever that means. Jim.